Okay. So, good afternoon. Thank you for coming here. Actually, I noticed that the Lavenir study group, the old study group of Lavenir, they made Lavenir start in this room, and this is by chance. So I think this is positive feeling, and I hope that this is the first meeting with a working group, and there will be other meetings with other working groups related or not to the resident assembly. So I would like to start. You have some. No. So, So we are here to try to find a new way to assess the new team that will direct the planning of Oroville. The old team, I think they tried their best, and I see that they are present member of the governing board and other architects, so I think that the discussion can start now. I don't know about a subject, as somebody else to introduce something.
I can say a few words about what was before this meeting. We made a call to the community for feedback. We also met Lavenir d'Oroville to ask them if they would like to make a self-appraisal of their term, of their activity. So these two things have started, in fact. You have seen some sample downstairs. We have extracted it. There was quite a lot of feedback, and feedback are still coming. There is also people who have, because we were inviting them, there was also people proposing themselves to work in the future team of Lavenir d'Oroville. So we are not at this point yet, obviously. The thing that we would like to propose is to benefit of this evaluation, both from Lavenir d'Oroville and from the community. We will not be able probably to work on this with such a big group of people, but at least if some process, if some agreement can come out of this meeting on the way to analysis and the way to make proposal for the future team to be in place, that would be nice. So that is the objective of this meeting, to share and to come to the point where we get some clarity on what will be the next step. Anita, you want to add something?
Yes. Just to talk a little more about the purpose of this meeting itself. It was together with Working Committee and Lavenir d'Oroville, with whom we have been meeting over the last 3-4 weeks now, ever since it first came up. There was a very clear signs from within all three groups that basically a new team, which has to be ready by March 2010, was not the main focus, really. The focus was also into looking into the structure and incorporate, inviting community participation within it, so that then you actually attract more people to be a part of it. Because there was a very strong comment from Lavenir that they had difficulty finding committed people to take on jobs within Lavenir. And so this was an exercise towards that also. The meeting today, the idea was that we are collecting evaluation and assessment from the community feedback about the structure and the organization of Lavenir d'Oroville as we know it today. Lavenir d'Oroville themselves are supposed to give their point feeders into it and form a study group, a smaller working group, not obviously a group that big, but from this meeting, the idea is that we, by the end of this meeting, we know the people who are really committed to maybe another 5 to 6 weeks of work between 5 to 6 meetings, but this is all just a bare frame that we've come up with. It's totally open to input from everybody, and come up with the final proposal or a draft or a direction, even that we can decide now, to where to take this further. So that is more the line. It's not about sharing once more what we feel about Lavanya's performance, but to go next with it. Is that
one important practical point is that we will gather all the feedback that we have received, we will take out the names, and then we will make a synthesis, but not taking out any major element, and publish this in the coming days. I think that is an important point for everybody to share this. Now, I don't know where Lavanya de Rodin is at and what is your intention regarding your self-appraisal, but I think it is a very important point that the community has your own vision about what you did and what could be done.
I can tell you.
Actually, we would like to thank you to be here, all of you almost. And it's nice that you came.
You are facilitating the people. I have a question for the resident assembly service.
A bit louder.
I have a question for the resident assembly service, but my voice is not completely okay. As we have said during our discussions, we are happy to cooperate, to come to a self-appraisal and a new team of Lavanya de Rodin. There's no bet, but a small bet.
No,
it's not in the appraisal itself, and it's not in the new team which has to come. It's a quite a unique exercise that we are doing. And we have a few unique experiences as Lavanya de Rodin in the last 2-3 years. And my question to you is, are we now the first group who's going through this process, or do you have... Is it standard for all the other groups which are coming? I didn't see this process with the council. I didn't see this process with the FMC. I didn't see this process.
I think in my introduction I said just yes. That.
I have a question.
Yes, I can answer that question. Yeah. That it was done for the working committee and the council when we as RA service performed at the same time as the new working committee and council selection process was put into gear. And part of that selection process was actually redefining membership, job descriptions, etc., which were gone in great length. A study group had met together for almost 2 months. Paul would be able to give us more on that. So that was done for council and committee, and working committee. And the next group that is coming up for renewal is Lavanya. So we are doing that with Lavanya, and any other group that would come on, definitely we would follow a similar process.
So every group will go through this process, that's what I hear from you.
I wouldn't put it that way, Toby, because it's not necessary that every group will go through the process, but every group can go through the process.
Yeah.
We're not saying every group is going to go through this process, but I think it should.
So this is insatisfactory.
No, and there are groups that never have terms, so we have to do something about it too, because you are come to a term when there is an occasion, but there are groups that have no terms, so we have to find a way to make the same kind of process we are doing with you, with those groups who have no terms.
And also something very similar about Lavanya de Rodin was that it was formed 3 years ago.
Two years ago.
I mean, it was the idea was created 3 years ago. And 2 years ago, it was recognized under the standing order. But in its very conception, there was the very clear idea that this was a new structure being proposed, and that at some point, it would need to be evaluated and have a community discussion on it and ratify it and go on with it, which never happened really. And a year later, it was recognized by the governing board as a governing board body. So this is basically the end of the first term of a new organization. So it seems almost apt as a time to look.
Well, your answer, and then I stop, is for me a little bit unsatisfactory. First, I don't agree with you that there was not evaluation. I can even show you the reports. But I try to listen what you say. You say, look, we're going to look at L'Avenir. Fine, we agree on that. And we don't know if we take other routes. We would like to, but we don't know.
That's not what we're saying.
I definitely would request the Resident Assembly Service to initiate step for all the groups, especially for the group who are not responding to the Resident Assembly call. I don't have to remind people here that group which have the most interaction with the community of Oroville in the last 2 years has been L'Avenir d'Oroville. I'm not pretending to defend them, but I'm just looking on my records. And on my records, several times in 1 year, 2 years, there have been interactions with the community, call for different interaction in all the job they are doing. I don't see that happening with any other groups. I'm very sorry. Appraisal report from the working committee has been a long process to get it, and what we got is a very short thing, even from the council. We could not discuss the reality, the nitty-gritty of the real assessment of what has happened in the last 2 years, and we didn't want to go into it because on the start the working committee said that if we are told negativity, we'll walk out. So it's very important now, if we pretend this community to be autonomous and to be able to manage our one affair, it is important that we show ourselves that we are capable, not only we show but and pretend, but we do are capable of managing our one affair, and we do want to bring all those committees which are floating around, created by whomever, back into the mainstream of the Resident Assembly.
So basically you're talking, I'm going to make note this on the board, you're talking about bringing more working groups, or all working groups, into a forum like this, where you are, but what are we bringing the groups in to discuss? Their mandates, their structure,
Membership, everything.
Okay. I'm going to make
like we are doing for L'Avenir. Yeah.
In fact, I agree with you, Paul, that though Anita said that there was a little, there was a process of self-evaluation for the renewing of Oroville Council and Working Committee, it was not so satisfactory. In fact, there was hardly any failure, and that's a sign. There was no failure. There was nothing to change. Everything was okay. So the exercise is
no negative report.
The exercise is easy, you know. I mean, it's not so easy to be clear about what you did, which is good. It's not so easy. It's even more difficult to say what, in your heart, you feel you have failed. And one important step also is not what you failed, but why you think you have failed, so that you can learn and do better next time. So I think the exercise was really far from being good, but it was a little stop. It was a little beginning. Now we are at another step, and I think I have this feeling, having been in contact with L'Avenir d'Oroville members these coming days, that there is a will to help this process to become more effective in the community, and I think this process of self-evaluation for group is very essential to the sanity of our community life. So I count and I call on L'Avenir d'Oroville to show us an example.
Yeah, and another group that went through a process is the entry service. And but what I was saying before, those groups have terms, but other groups like BCC, FMCA, they have no terms. So, they have no terms.
BCC has a term.
They have no terms.
Yeah, BCC, but FMCA has no terms. So it's a problem to bring them to this
more
kind of forum. If they have
reason
problem.
The more to do it.
To do it.
Yeah.
Reason to
do
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Catherine. Welcome back.
Catherine, dear, because of the microphone, could you?
No, no, it's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
All right.
We've been out for a while and facilitated the process
come
of
closer.
This organization. I can say it's very clear in my memory that the community accepted the organization on the basis of it being evaluated by the community after its first term, which was 3 years in my memory. And so I wouldn't think there would be any question about that. In the outside world, allowing people to self-evaluate when they come up for performance evaluation is seen as an incredibly constructive part of the process. In fact, it's totally unfair to be evaluated without being able to say anything yourself about what you've done and your own reflection about your performance. So I see this as only being a positive thing. And I think it would be good if we didn't do the normal Orville thing, which is spin out and try to connect everything to everything. We're looking at evaluating Lavanier right now. We don't need to actually talk about the working committee and the council and the entry group and every other group that's ever existed in Orville. This was the process that was set up initially. It was part of the communication that went with this organization being created. It was accepted by the community. It was accepted by the coordinators. Why don't we just do it and not obfuscate endlessly?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I agree that it's appear in what we have been told about the idea that there will be an evaluation at the end of the term. This is okay for me. But at the other end, what you are talking about, evaluating each of the group, the main group, not the small group, there are 200 or something in Oroville, but the main group, the group who has a community importance for collective general importance, it's for me extremely important at the point where we are. And I want to insist about it because for some member of this community, we feel that we are a bit becoming disconnected. The resident assembly, I don't mean the meeting of the resident assembly, but I mean the member of Oroville, feel that the old way to connect with our working groups is over. There is something which is, we feel like a disconnection. And I think, and what I have heard from some member of some important group is that they are almost afraid of the resident assembly. This is becoming for me insane. If the groups are afraid to relate with the resident assembly, we have a tremendous problem here, which is growing up. It's not decreasing. We have been observing that. And so I cannot say by which way we can start a process that we will recreate this connection in a safe way for everybody, for the residents who are not part of the group and for the people who are in the group. And you know, reconnect the thing and have a human, but almost friendly relation between these people and those people, because now it's not the case anymore. We have to say that there are fear on both sides of the gate, I would say, and even this gate is completely to put down, no wall there. So there is something that I don't know how we can do that,
But on my feeling, we have to do that now. It's time.
Thank you, Monique. And I would really like our discussion to move to what she just said, because you were further elaborating on the necessity, which we've noted there, is how do we do it? This right now is our opportunity to connect two disconnected bodies together with Lavanir as an example. And I would like, that's the purpose of this meeting, is how do we go about it? We have feedback from the community. Lavanir Doro will give its self-assessment. Now, to make this constructive, it means that you take this matter and you construct upon it. And so I would like us to share thoughts on that now.
There is Jean, Seven,
and then Umber.
I do think that we need to reorganize the auditor, because there are too many working groups, and I think the groups should work on the bigger groups. So I think that we should reorganize the auditor, but this is not the topic of this discussion.
No, thank you.
What I'd like to say is that I have read the standing order by which Lavanir was appointed, and I had never read it, as I said before, and I find one point very important. I will read to you this part. So it's about the membership of Lavanir. The term of a member of Lavanir shall be 2 years from the date of notification. Notification is 5th March 2008. So their term comes to end on 5th March 2008. 2010, yes, that's right. A member shall be eligible for re-nomination for a maximum 2 terms in succession and for subsequent nomination on the same terms after a lapse of 4 terms from the last one. This means that you cannot be a member of that year for more than 4 years, and that you have to wait 8 years before you can be reappointed. So I find that there is something very interesting there, but I find that it is also excessive. And I find that the same clause should apply to several other groups. I think it should apply to the working committee, it should apply to the council, it should apply to the FMC, and we will probably to other groups. Let's not go into details. I think that in any of these groups, you should be able to be a member for a maximum of 6 years, and then you should take a break for 2 years, not necessarily 4 years. 8 years is absolutely exaggerated, because we don't have so many competent and qualified people. So you should have a break of 2 years, because like that breaks the thing. You are not a permanent fixture of that place, which is, I think, very important for every one of these groups. I mean, for example, we all know that in the FMC, some members have been there for a very, very long time. And so this needs to change. And I think that this is just a general statement about every one of these main groups.
Thank you, Jim. It's Seven next.
Being part of Rory's team from the beginning, at least from 1971, I feel that somehow I feel connected with Lavanir Doro, as it is called now. I came to know in those days Rory Lavanir Doro's group as embryonic development. So, based on that, my feedback to you is like that is right hand, that is left hand, that is not part in between. Let Lavanir Doro will be given autonomous status. Let there not be clash between right hand and left hand. So this will be the current picture after that. The right hand, which knows how to build or will, with this preoccupation of building it in the mind, let us give them a free, okay, go then. Wherein, no, they're going to clash with the left hand. So this is my feedback.
Thank you.
Personally, please, I've been many times, Krishna has spoken that. I was once told that I was a thief, I was SAS man, I was sick, I was mentally insane, I had AIDS, I had blah 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 blah. I'm perfectly okay, I am modern.
We are happy to know that, Simon.
As such,
yes.
Please improve me at least in the next all this learning with me.
Okay. We will keep your request in mind.
At least I have lot of Lord of
thank you, Seven. Let's give other people a chance to talk also. Okay. Umberto.
Thank you. Umberto's next. Process is something very good for the community. Because especially if we have a group that make decision which has impact on the community, like road, lakes, and also regarding the house. And what Professor said, yes, it's true that Lavenir in the past 2 years did a lot of effort to communicate to the rest of the community, but, sorry, I didn't feel that they consider feedback or suggestion from the rest of the community. And I think this is the big gap. And I'm very happy to be here today because finally, Lavenir maybe has a chance to really start some true communication and also ask the Aurelian citizens what they would like and how they would like to build our city and not the Lavenir city. So I'm very happy and very grateful to be here.
Thank you. Just a second before.
True communication.
Yes, okay. I would like to say that that whole process of feedback on Lavenir was started 3 weeks ago. It's still, you can keep writing to us with your feedback, which will be used as the base material for the study group to begin their studies. Okay. Next was Dorman.
Yeah, I have heard it said that, of course, competency is extremely important, and city layout competency, technical competency, whatever it is, and that perhaps such true powerful competency may be lacking. And let's bring somebody in from the outside, again, as another voice which I've heard when necessary. If that were the case, and it may very well be the case, we're only 2,000, one quarter of which are children, and so on there, how would Lavenir be organized? It's something to think about. How would Lavenir be organized when there is an expert who is perhaps more than just an advisor sitting there in the thing, because if the person wouldn't be sitting there day in and day out and interacting with the crew of Lavenir, it might be very difficult. You just can't call them up, okay, we need your advice. And so how to include, if necessary, a competent outside person.
Thank you. Paul.
2.1, what Gilles was reading, we must not forget that it was not drafted by this community. It was drafted by people who themselves repeatedly come in our village years after years for so many years. They are not ready to follow the rules which are imposing on us. That's one point. For me, we are politicizing the development of our village. We are making a politic out of it. And we are forgetting the competency and the aim of the work which has to be done. We have tried the working committee to see that what's more important is the work which has to be done, the job description. For me, it's more important before choosing anybody. There is a job description and there is the aim. We know that there is a city to be built. We know that we have the basic concept of this city. That's the job which has to be done. Now, why selecting people? It has to be selected in this framework. Not just because I don't like this fellow, I like this fellow, or my group has a support of this fellow.
This meeting is not about the people, but about the structure. So if we could
that's
keep our...
Yeah,
that's
not...
It's
very important that what do we want to achieve by creating a group or by recreating the group which is called Lavenir d'Orville, what is the objectives, what is the aim? It's not just a politic of like and dislike of friendship or relation or whatnot. It's a job which has to be done. And for me, if we forget about that, we are making the same mistake like appointment of all the other people.
Dave.
First of all, I'd just like to say that it's a welcome change. What we're attempting to do, I think, is what people would call institutional and organizational development and memory, and I don't see a great deal of that happening. So this could be a welcome change. I'd just like to make a couple of observations. In the first 6 months of the new veneer, I was a monitor or just an observer of the process. I think what was missing for me was, what was the purpose of the group? Was this a common purpose, or was this a purpose formed by the group itself? Within the group, was there an understanding of the purpose of this group? More specifically, where are the boundaries of this group's responsibilities? City planning can include everything, like everything can include everything. So be very clear, both within the group and outside the group, where are the boundaries of this group's responsibility? I think that that goes, I'm going to just say it once more, for all the groups. It's not clear to me what the purpose of these groups are. Often there's a very grand, rather vague vision and a bunch of activities, but I don't see the connection between the activities and the purpose. There needs to be some middle layers of organization. So I wouldn't lay the blame on anybody. That's not what this process is about. But what I see is the structure is not functional the way it is now. For example, when Lavinier calls for participation from the community, participation in what? How flexible is this plan of Lavinier? What are the parameters for participation? It's been said before, but do not ask somebody their opinion if it really doesn't count for anything. It's better to not ask. So it needs to be very clear, participation for what and with what result. I would like to end on a sort of more happy note. This process of Alon and Batel right now seems to be maybe something quite different, forming the sustainability platform, which is perhaps an unfortunate name for the process, but I would just encourage everybody to give it a fair chance. I think that's the thing.
Can I comment, sir?
I feel that the structure of the way we are working should be generally changed, and I would like to say something about the proposal how that could happen. I feel Lavinier has put several topics, each topic on one person, and then in the idea, it was supposed to be a team for each topic, and that never happens. So if we choose a new avenir, I would propose that we reverse the thing, that for each topic, we choose a team from the beginning, and we choose a certain time where this team is meeting, and that each team meeting is somehow public. I would say that the members of the team are the ones who will discuss the topic, and the other residents have the possibility to be present in this meeting without talking. And then at the end of the talk, might be a sharing process of half an hour with the other members also about what has been talked about, so that the process is protected, that not everybody gets involved in the process, but the direct feedback after each team meeting is included in the process. So if we have a process where each topic is on a team, which is constantly meeting at the same date, and everybody in the community is aware, and in the news and notes each week we can read what is the topics going on, that should be public, and that should be transparent for everybody. Everybody can come and at the end not participate in the discussion, but at the end give his feedback. That's my proposal.
Okay, so what I understand, you're looking at more regular team meetings which are open to public, with the opening for feedback being given immediately after. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
After all,
I didn't quite understand you were asking the proposal is now here to do self-assessment.
Then it kind of went to Toby, who's, to my knowledge, still the spokesman of that meeting. Is this, and then it kind of went away. Is this still being asked?
Yes.
Because, and is this going to happen in this
meeting? It's being done.
Is this being done?
Yeah.
Is this being done in the meeting? Is this done? Because I would like, like to somehow hear from the people on the job how it has been and what I felt, because like we have been going to quite a lot of these informative meetings, and also like there's a few questions that I would like to ask also to people, say what happened? What happened? Why? What was the reasoning even for an instance of asking for feedback around the crown vote, big proposals being presented by the green countries, and then it kind of slipped away. So these are kind of very practical things that I never could understand. And it was for me at that point that I said, well, you know, from the people on the job, I would like to hear, like, what happened? You know, this is the time to also say, help me to understand, because I slipped into this gap to say, well, I don't understand anymore, and I don't even know if it's worth putting any of my attention and my energy into it. I would like to actually hear what happened, and how was it from them, being on the job? Just let me hear a little bit more. I would be very welcome to that. That's possible.
I thought you had a figure.
Somebody want to say something about it? Yes?
I started, also you started, that one of the objectives of this meeting was how we come to a self-assessment.
Yes.
Or self-appraisal or whatever. Before we go in the content and it was okay and that was wrong and that has to be improved and that will never happen again, what will all come? It is good that we set out a process where all these things fall on a certain place. We had that discussion with us, and we also had a discussion with you. And first phase was that you should collect feedback from anybody. And the process is still going on, what I hear, and you will give that feedback to us. That's what I've understood. If I'm not correct, please correct me. Let me finish first before you. Yeah. What we would like to do, and that's my proposal here, is that next week we have our self-appraisal, self-assessment. We will take a whole day, but that's internally for ourselves. And then we take also the feedback in account, what we get from you. So we start to wait and see what has value and things like this. Our proposal is, when we have gone through this process, that will take one day, 2 days maximum, that we will end it in the middle of next week, that we have a meeting like this, and then we say, look, this is what we found out. So it's Lavinia who's telling, look, we have gone through everything, and this is our assessment, and the questions will come, and then when we have finished this part, then I think the whole thing goes to the Resident Assembly Service, eventually perhaps even the Working Committee, because in the end we have to come to recommendations. And that should not take too long. I make you all aware that the end of the term is the beginning of March, and our experience with acquiring and for new people, and we hope a lot of new people will come in, that is our sincere hope, that will take time. That really takes time. People have to think, and then they say yes and no, and then conditions, and then talk starts. That really could take 1, 2, perhaps even 3 months. So to speed up that process, we think when the recommendations are there, we have to sit together and say, look, what can be the case is that Working Committee, Council, Resident Assembly Service, and Lavinia Dalenville, we say, okay, we have a basic agreement after all the. But also the questions will be answered from what happened, what went wrong, okay. And all those things come together. And then on basis of these recommendations, we start looking for persons publicly and in all kinds of relation networks. And they say, look, here we have the new team, and that can start its work doing in the beginning of March. So very completely, we have our self-appraisal beginning of next week. Then we propose that we have a meeting for this, where we say, look, this is what we found, and then also feedback will come. Then the thing goes more through your side, because we have to go to a resident assembly. But between the resident assembly and those recommendations, we start select. We start looking for people who want to take over, and then we say, yes, we have a resident assembly, feedback, and then we are there. This is basically our line of thought.
Yeah, and I understand that. I think one of the goals of this meeting is to form a study group that will analyze your self-appraisal and the feedback, and you are most invited to be part of the study group. But the study group should be open to other people than only Lavenir members.
Fine.
So this, I think, is the goal of today, is to try to form a study group that integrates your self-appraisal and your ideas to try to find the synthesis. And so,
anyway, I wanted to pick up on what Ingo was saying, because he touches a point which is actually the whole basis of the structure and the functioning of Lavenir de Rove. So to recall again this whole process of the Vision 2012 team, Katrin is here, she can tell you what difficulties and what they were facing over so many months in getting the people together, in trying to come to some common agreement, in formulating the mandate. So a mandate for any working group should be a basic, important guideline on how to function. And when they came to this result of this mandate, it was an exemplary process was followed. Community feedback was integrated. It was as close as we can get to a consensus. That time it was, there was nobody in this meeting, in this final residence assembly meeting, which disagreed with the approval of the mandate itself. Okay? So, and in the mandate, the very first point, the most important point, is that it says Lavenir consists of 9 work area teams. These teams are coordinated by coordinators. The name coordinator doesn't make sense if there's no team to coordinate.
Yeah.
And now, first, this work area teams is a way, in an open process, is to encourage community participation, where people who have something to say, who know a bit about the job and so on, can participate in the process of decision making, of being coordinated by one of the coordinators. Then the selection of the coordinators also becomes a very simple and straightforward matter, because once a team is formed in this open process, and there are a few people who are knowledgeable about that particular work area, they will be the most competent people to choose from themselves one person to coordinate them in the coordinators team. So even the selection makes sense in that case, and it is based on competence. Probably. Then, these main points. So this open participatory process will make more people feel they can get involved in the process, they can help somehow. And the selection of the coordinator itself also will make sense, because you will have people, let's say, of urban planning and so on. So it will be people, architects, planners, and so on, who can be part of that team. So they discuss certain issues and so on, and the coordinator will bring it to the table. So if we don't create teams, and we should start at the beginning with creating the teams.